You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions and student voices.
You're listening to The Pulse. Now we have Annie talking about the Clearview Owl being hit with a cease and desist over facial recognition collections.
So the company Clearview AI has been hit with a cease and desist from Google and Facebook over a facial recognition collection. So Google, YouTube and Facebook have been sent cease and desist letters to Clearview AI, the facial recognition company that's been scraping billions of photos off the internet and using it to help more than 600 police departments identify people within seconds. That follows a similar action by Twitter, which sent to Clearview AI the same thing for its data scraping in January. The letter from Google, owned by YouTube, was first seen by CBS News. And so basically the issue with this is that this company is using people's public photos from the internet, and obviously because YouTube, Twitter and Google are some of the main places and sort of social medias for this sort of thing, where people are sharing photos of themselves all the time publicly. For people are worrying, and obviously these companies are worrying about people's safety and security because they have policies against this, you know, against this sort of thing to protect people. But I want to ask the panel: what do you think about this? Do you think you're comfortable with having your photos scraped off online and being given to the police, even though they are public?
It's a very grey area, I think. Someone who's like not done anything wrong, they might not be worried about it. As if it's only going to the police, then, you know, they're not going to follow up on you because you posted a bad selfie or anything. But the idea that I don't like is having a picture of, say, someone from my Instagram. They've got a picture of it somewhere and I don't know where, which is a little bit scary. So, you know, I've never done anything wrong, so that might make the police want to take a picture off my social media and use it to try and find me. I mean, but it's just like a bit of a scary thought, if you know what I mean.
I mean, because personally, I try and keep most of my social media private, like my Instagram and my Facebook. You can't really see much except from my name and one or two other things and my face. But it still does scare me a little bit that the police may. I think this is especially in America, but obviously the internet's worldwide, so they could have everyone's faces, because most people will have their Facebook or their Instagram or their profile, which has a picture of them at least, with their attached to some sort of name, whether it's theirs or not. I think it's slightly terrifying. It probably does compromise sort of YouTube's and Google's and Twitter's privacy policy. But again, if you're sharing something that's public and you know it's public and literally anyone can see it, then you sort of maybe have to accept the fact that you've made it public and that's it. Anyone can access it or use it for anything.
I mean, my concern would probably be that, like, I know that a lot of people do upload like selfies in particular on Instagram, and I think people use Facetune. So I don't know whether that would... Facetune is, just to clarify, is an app that you can... you can adjust your face artificially.
It's to make you look pretty.
Basically. So
Granny in the corner doesn't know what that is.
If you take a selfie, what you can do is like... technically, like, or any picture of yourself, so you could like make your waist look thinner or like something like that.
What is this app?
So like, it's like adjusting, so you could upload a picture that looks pretty much like yourself, but it would be slightly adjusted, which might not, like I wouldn't really notice if someone uploaded a picture, unless it was like blatantly obvious. I don't think I'd notice if somebody photoshopped their face or equivalent by using like an app like that or something. Like, I wouldn't necessarily notice. Most people don't notice with like celebrities, and I think that's like a common criticism of like Instagrammers who in particular. So I wonder whether that would affect the AI, and I also wonder whether if the police became too reliant on it. Like, I haven't posted probably a selfie in literally years. Like, I'm not on much social media, and when I am, I don't post selfies. So I don't have like an updated one for my Facebook. I don't have an updated one on my Instagram. So my concern as well would be, like, for me, if they had a picture of my face, it probably wouldn't be that accurate. It would be like an older picture of my face. So I don't know if the police are quite over reliant on it, that might kind of, I think, could possibly affect like who they're kind of like arresting, potentially the wrong people.
I think in the article it's saying that they were having problems with it not quite working properly, which it could be quite dangerous, like you're saying, because, you know, you could bring in wrong people, wasting their time. That could be a problem for the police as well, bringing in wrong people and accusing them. But I don't think they are relying as quite heavily on it, because they've, you know, they can't just go off, well, this person looks very much like this person, this picture that we found on the internet. But it could be very helpful in the fact that we know this person's name, but we can't find their social media because it might be under a different name or something like that. And I feel like that would be more likely the situation they'd use it in, because if, you know, if you're engaged in criminal activity, you may have a different online alias, but you may use pictures, or your friends have posted pictures with you.
I think if this, like you just said, if this hasn't been developed properly and they don't know how it's working, they shouldn't be using it in the first place if they don't know how it's working. Mm-hmm. Like, if, you know, because of this, that's probably why they're bringing in the wrong people. Like, say, because I've got quite a lot of friends who we kind of look similar, we wear the same clothes because we all have similar interests. You know, so if, say if I did something wrong and they were trying to find me, they might find one of my closest friends and interrogate them instead. You know, you're wasting people's time if you don't know how the software works.
Yeah, and it could put you in danger if, you know, they knew that you were friendly with this person that they were trying to find, and they couldn't find that person, but they found you. It, you know, it could be quite scary for people who have nothing to do with this activity. It may just be a friend or someone they just happened to be in a picture with accidentally. It could, you know, make it quite difficult. But in some ways, that is very helpful to the police, because they can get closer to questions and find people and pictures that they don't know. But it does feel, I think that just the thought is scary. But in general, posting things on the internet and people having access to your content that you put on the internet is just a slightly terrifying thought, really, because it's pretty big.
I mean, I wonder if it is a bit interesting from like a legal point of view, because this has never been, if it hasn't been a thing, I understand that the photos are public, and when you put a public photo, that means anybody can like kind of use it for anything. But it is slightly interesting because this technology hasn't existed before, so it's not something you're going to consider of a photo 7 years ago that you posted. It kind of feels a little bit sneaky in that sense, and also you know that it's going to be stored. So I did a similar story actually on the Pulse a couple of days ago about a face recognition which was used, and they said that they, as part of the trial, they deleted the images stored, which suggests that these are stored. So like you were saying, like if your friend is part of a crime and potentially they could be looking through photos, that might mean that your face is stored, or if you have a face similar to the person that they are actually looking towards, like it might be one of the pictures that the AI stores, I don't know, as part of like a selection process to try and work out who it is. So I think it is definitely the kind of a new challenge for data protection and kind of social media in general.
Okay, that's all we've got time for on the polls today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow's show at 5 p.m. and catch up on all the URN news on Twitter at URN1350.
This is URN.